You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Irish Racing Preview. We're going to look ahead to Friday evening's action in Down Royal, a seven-race national hunt car to look forward to there. My name is Mark Walton and joining me on the line is William Hill Radio's Irish racing expert, Andy Holding. How are you, Andy?
Pretty good. Yourself?
Yeah, not too bad, thank you. Not too bad of a card tonight in Down Royal as well.
Yeah, plenty of runners, as usual. So always a nice, fair galloping track, Down Royal. Probably the biggest circumference in Irish racing. It's not that up to the quality of their early meeting or big meeting in October. We've certainly got one or two nice performers there this evening, and quite a lot of nice betting races, so hopefully we can at least get a few in the frame there tonight.
Yeah, I do like Down Royal as a track, and you just mentioned plenty of decent betting races. So some strong opinions along the way?
Yeah, strongest from a perspective that I think they'll be in the frame. Whether they'll actually go on and win or not, I don't know, but that's usually a good starting point, isn't it? If you can nominate horses, highlight horses that you think will hit the numbers, hit the board at the very least, then you take anything beyond that as a bonus.
Okay, good stuff. Let's get stuck into it then. The first race this evening is the 4:20. We start here with a three-year-old maiden hurdle. It's over 2 miles, and the market headed by Tudor City, who's 7-2. It's 4-1 for Persiflage, 5-1 for Lake Champlain, 5-1 for Social Climber as well. Master Chippy is 8, Meadow Cross 8-1 with Tokororo, and 9-1 are bigger prices for the others. There's been a bit of a move on Nice Vintage, that bigger odds, 20s into 14. So who do you side with in the open, Andy?
Yeah, this is probably the best juvenile hurdle that's been run so far either side of the Irish Sea. Obviously we're dealing with a fairly modest standard in late August before the big guns come out later on in the season. But the best run so far, other than tonight's, was that race down in Roscommon that went the way of Gordon Elliott's officer, Sydney. Back in second was stable companion at Persiflage, making it 1-2 for the stable. And the third, fourth, eighth and ninth all reoppose, and other horses further down the list. But it was Social Climber out of that race at Roscommon that I really liked. I actually fancied him going into that race. I think I tipped him on the pod, if I remember rightly, and although he finished out of the money, he did more than enough to suggest my notion of him being a half a decent juvenile hurdler wasn't a million miles away from the mark. And it was his jumping which actually impressed me more than anything else. He was in behind horses and he didn't get much sight of his bush hurdles, but he always took off on the right stride. He knew what he was doing. And I just put that finishing position down to him not handling the track or not being a stiff enough test for him. I've just marked him up as a horse who wanted a wider track and a more galloping track, because he, from the second last onwards, or the back of the second last, as they say in Ireland, he was really strong, and particularly on the running as well, he was closing down on the front two or three. All his best form on the flat has been over a mile and a half, so you can see where I'm coming from here. I think this track will suit him, and if his jumping holds up again, which it seems to do on debut, then he's got a good chance of turning the form around with Persiflage and Lake Champagne. Needs the each-way advice. I'd also like to pay attention to Tudor City as well. A very, very intriguing runner for Tony Martin. They've wasted no time in getting him over hurdles after having won a flat race the other day in Galway, landing a bit of a punt. He's by Yates, so whatever he's been doing over a mile on the flat has been a bonus. I just can't understand why they're going over hurdles yet. I mean, he's got an incredibly lenient mark on the flat. He must be being able to jump okay if they've decided to crack on with him already, but we'll wait and see how he gets on. But the betting today, as it stands, I think the each-way angling again on Social Climber is definitely worth pursuing.
Okay, Social Climber each-way for Andy then. In the open of the second race is the 4:50. This one is a maiden hurdle. It's over 2 miles, and the market headed by Emmy Lou, who's 7-2. 5-1 for Colopia, Miss North Light, 13-2 into 11-2 at the time of recording this. 6-1 for Flaviana. Hello, Sweetie's another one at 6-1. 9-1 for Blaney Queen, and 10-1 are bigger prices for the others. So who do you like in race number two?
Well, I'm absolutely flabbergasted that Emily Lou has already attracted money with several firms this morning. This mare's been on a long losing run for quite a number of years now, and she's very exposed. She's got a rating of 90, which is not exactly earth-shattering. And although she's likely to finish there or thereabouts, getting ahead in front at a relatively short price has always been Achilles heel. Once again, last time out, she disappointed when sent off 5-2 favourite. So I'm definitely going to chuck her into the dusty bin in favour of Colapier. Now, to be fair, one could argue that Colapier's also got a little bit of a foible or two when it comes to winning a race, although she has won one. But she's 0-10 over hurdles. But I think her form is by a million miles better than Emmy Lou's anyway, and we get a much bigger price. I think that 2-2 choose down in Bellystown would certainly give her a great chance of winning this. Thought 2-2 was unlucky on the flat the other day, by the way, down in Roscommon. And that 50 of the day behind Lily the Lioness and Crystal Earth Daneforth in a very competitive mare's only handicap at Ballybrit is by an absolute country mile the best form coming into this race. And she was a bit unlucky as well. She got hampered jumping two out on the home corner. She met trouble in running around the home turn and finished her race off very strongly. The race has already begun to work out incredibly well. Give her back, and Black and Amber Vic have both won subsequently. So she definitely got the best form. She's a strong traveller, and she's run at the track as well before. So everything looks set fair for Colapier to hit the board at the very least. And we can get 5-1 this morning, which is even more appetising.
Colapier each way then in the 4.50. Moving on to the 5.25 next. This is a hurdle over 2 miles for four-year-olds and older that are entry are rated 123 or less. Interesting market moves this morning as well. Morga is 11-4 into 2-1 favourite. Di Bando going the other way, 9-4 out to 3-1. 4-1 for Castles Rock. Pires is 13-2. Nibble on Cold Stone Sober, 10s into 9s. 11-1 for West Montan. And 12-1 or bigger prices for the other two. What do you make of the market move there, Andy? Are you with Morga here?
Well, I'm certainly seeing why there's been money for this horse. Sometimes you can't understand why there are market moves in a horse's direction, but this one I can totally understand. It's got a decent rating on the flat, probably not running up to that mark in all fairness, in and around the 90 mark, but she's definitely been in good form over hurdles and proved that with an excellent run the other day in a 0-132 handicap at the Galway Festival. It went the way of Vive la France in a strongly run event. They were all strung out over Ballybrit. And back and forth as tandem, for those of you that have been following the Irish racing quite religiously, you'll know that tandem won the very last race at Tipperary last night. But the likes of Gambling Girl, Tempo Mac, Tribes and Banner, Rupert Lamb was 10th in this. Now, Rupert Lamb, as we know, went down to Killarney the night and won a very competitive 20 grand or 20 euro pot. So Morgan's definitely easily got the best form in this race, and I think he's definitely worth a bet at 2-1. But I think it also would be foolish of me not to mention Pires in a positive fashion. He won this race last year. I mean, he might not be the force of old, and he is difficult to win with, but he saves his best form for Down Royal. His form figures here are actually 2-1-1-2. He's yet to be out the first two in four starts. And it's not as if he's been running too badly either. He was a good six in a handicap chase at Galway the last day. So he probably would be the each-way alternative, providing all eight runners go to post. But Morgan's definitely got the best form, but the other Galway, or big Galway form representative, the winner last year, Pires, is probably worth a little small saver as well.
OK, a couple to consider then in the 5.25. The 6 o'clock is the fourth race on the card. This one is a handicap hurdle over 2 miles. It's for four-year-olds and older, rated 80-95. And Mossy Island is the 100-30 favourite. 11-2 for Rock on Rosie. Blackwater Bridge is 13-2, as is Kian Kyle. 8-1 for Carly Ann. Tillagon is 8-1 as well. 10s for Noble Call. 14s into 11s for Authoritative. And 12-1 or bigger prices for the others. A few of these arrive in winning form, Andy. Quite a good race.
Yeah, they do, yeah. Mossy Island sets the standard recently with a good win down in Ballinrobe. The form was rather let down a little bit when I chipped Balafilo the other night at the same track, and that horse didn't perform up to expectations. But either way, you strip it down, I thought Mossy Island was a good winner that night and is likely to run well at a track where he's performed well in the past. He was placed here on his only previous visit. I think he's probably on balance a worthy favourite. But lurking down at the market a little bit further down the list is Carly Ann. And I'm prepared to take a chance on Peter Casey's 8-year-old mare, who was a bit unlucky the last day down in Downpatrick when, in my estimation, coming to win the race at the last, other than to absolutely completely bulldoze it, it was as if it wasn't there and the horse just never took off at all, lost any winning chance, but to be fair, did rally and then he got beat three lengths, but definitely would have won that race. So off a mark of 83, you could argue that is a winner without a penalty. In fact, there's probably no argument in it. On top of that, David Mullins, probably one of the best conditionals over in Ireland, takes three off. So if she was going to win off that market at Downpatrick the other day, then there's a good chance that she's still well handicapped here. And at 8-1 this morning at William Hill, I think she's worth an each-way bet at that price.
On to the 6:30 next then, race five on the card. This one is a maiden hurdle over 2.5 miles, and Little Mitch is the 7-4 market leader. 7-2 for Duel at Dawn. Tigroni is 9-2, as is Spicy Fruity. 7-1 for Red Jacket. One Cool King is 20s, and it's 25-1 or bigger prices for the others. We'll start here with Little Mitch, Andy. She's probably been unlucky in the past, and she put in a decent effort over hurdles last time. So is this a chance for her to get ahead in front?
I think so, yeah. I mean, she's definitely holds all the aces here, so to speak. I don't think she wants the ground too soft. That was very much the case when she ran at the Galway Festival, beating a decent bumper to close the meeting. But either side of that, she was a bit unlucky at Killarney in a bumper, and I thought her maiden hurdle win, she was going to win first time off the shelf when sweeping to the front two out in the first time hood, only to be run out of it by 50-1 poke on the running. But the third Ultimate Horseman gives that form a rather decent shape to it. That horse has been second or third on its last four or five starts, so if you like, at least beat him in the process. Obviously there are one or two lurkers in this race which I don't know that much about, including Duel at Dawn, who obviously is having his first run under rules, but the likes of Spicy Fruity, Tigroni and Red Jacket have all been fairly exposed in their last two or three starts over hurdles, and I'm not sure there's a massive amount of improvement to come from them. So I think Little Mitch certainly has enough quality to win a race like this. Let's hope she can give Local Connections a nice winner here.
Get Little Mitch in the 6:30. The 7:05 is the penultimate race. This one is a handicap hurdle over 2.75 miles. It's for 4-year-olds and older, rated 80-109. Medalia is the 7-2 favourite. 5-1 for Tipped Up Harry. Musterdrick is 7-1. 15-2 for Jack the Hat. Our Socks is 9-1 with Dream Crusher and Show's Over, and 12-1 or bigger prices for the others. We'll start here with the market leader, Medalia, Andy. She's a course winner. She's £10 higher than that course success, though. But whilst running consistently, is the handicapper catching up with her now?
Not necessarily, no. I just think she's still holding her form, and as such, I think she's likely to go well again tonight, particularly at a track where she's got some great form figures. Three times she's visited this Northern Ireland venue, and she's finished first, fourth and second. And she was fourth in this race last year, of course, behind the well-handicapped Boz Icard at the time. So I certainly think she's definitely the one to beat here. And around about 7-2, I think she's worth a few quid. Good run the other day down in Tremor behind Master Appeal. Looked like winning going down a two out, only to be out running on the running. She run well down in Cork, and of course she won here on her last visit back in June when she was a strong. She was very strong in the finish. All in all, a very keen going horse that settles well and travels well, and obviously loves this track. Good ground will be absolutely ideal. She's the one to beat. But do keep an eye on another one that's slightly overpriced and saves its best form for this track, and that's Carl Thornton's Lord of Assenay. Just the win side of the bet is a little bit suspect, having yet to win a race in 15 starts, but never out the frame in four starts here at Downroll. Third, second, third, third. So it's quite clear to see that this local horse, or locally trained horse, saved all its best work for the races just down the road. And at 12-1 is also worth perhaps a little bit of a look. Perhaps maybe more from a place-only perspective, if you can get sort of 5-2 about this horse to hit the board. So May Dulia, from a wins perspective at 7-2, is the number one selection. But a place-only recommendation, maybe on Lord Esenay, to keep that record intact, is the other advice.
Okay, a couple of ways into the 7:05 then. The 7:35 is the final race on the card. We finish here with a 2-mile bumper, and the market headed by Rio Dalalago, who's 11-4. It's 4-1 for Lord de Buffet. Cotter's Rock is 9-2. 5-1 for Shema Locker. 11-2 from Sevens for Forgotten Soldier. And 10-1 or bigger prices for the others. Who do you side with in the lucky last?
Yeah, I'm going to go with Shema Locker here, from a stable that are in good form at the moment. Powers Bomb was a winner for Brian McMahon at the Galway Festival. And this horse has run quite respectably in his two races so far to date. At Sligo first time out, when he was a big outsider, he finished fourth, an accreditable one at that, behind one of Willie Mullins's called Foogie Mountain. So that's a decent run on the board already. And then followed that up, even though he only finished fourth next time out, with a, for me, an even better run I thought he travelled sweetly in that race and down in Ballinrobe, only just to get a little bit tired late on in the ground. Hopefully the better ground tonight will suit him more favourably than last time. But that was a decent race down in Ballinrobe. All the answers trained by Aidan O'Brien. We've got John Monash, who's quite highly regarded by Gordon Elliott. They ended up fighting out the finish. So this horse, to be mixing it with those kind of horses, this would seem a bit of a walk in the park compared to that race. Decent pilot on board. So let's go with Show Malacca, who's available to back each way at 5-1 with William Hill this morning.
Good stuff. As always, Andy, let's just have a quick summary if you'll spin us through your selections one more time.
Yeah, quite a lot of each-way choices here tonight. Perhaps you might want to do some permutations and stick a few together, because I think we'll be there or thereabouts. Social Climber, I thought he ran a really eye-catching race first time out. His jumping was something to behold, and hopefully he can piece it all together and hit the frame at the very least in the first. Similar comments apply to Collar Pier in the second. She's definitely got the best form coming into this race, and in my eyes should be favourite, but we can get 5-1 for her, so another each-way choice. Piers would be the each-way choice if all eight runners go to post in the 5.25, but I think we've all got Morga to beat. Carly Ann, once again, each way at 8-1 in the 6 o'clock. She was a bit unlucky the last day when almost tumbling at the last down in Downpatrick. In the 6.30, I can only go win this time with the odds for Little Mish, which are available at 5-2 this morning, but she's got quite a bit going for her there. May Dulia at 7-2 looks rock solid in the 7.05, but Lord of Isenay, when the first time blinkers, at a track where he goes really well, is also worth a look. And Shay Malacca, for me, he's definitely got the best form going into that final concluding bumper, and should go well for a trainer that's going quite promisingly at the moment.
Good stuff. Thank you very much, Andy. Good luck and enjoy Down Royal this evening.
Will do. Thanks, Mark.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.